from KQED.
It's KQED News. I'm Mina Kim. More than 200 protesters surrounded the offices of Immigration and Customs Enforcement in downtown San Francisco today. They denounced the immigration arrests they say are terrorizing communities and separating families. KQED's Farida Jabla Romero reports ICE picked up more than 150 people in Northern California this week.
UC Berkeley graduate Juan Prieto came to demand that ICE allow detainees to meet with immigration attorneys. He was one of 10 protesters who linked arms and blocked an intersection.
Sharing a post on Facebook is no longer enough to protect the undocumented community. They need to get to the streets and shut down ICE.
Prieto has deferred action for childhood arrivals, or DACA protection. His little brother is a U.S. citizen, but other relatives are undocumented.
I need to set an example for my family that we don't need to be afraid.
ICE says about half of the immigrants arrested this week have criminal backgrounds, and that makes streets safer. Protester Rosa Alvarado wants to protect immigrants who are otherwise law-abiding, but she supports targeting criminals.
We don't need that here, you know. We already have a big mess of problems here with drugs and homeless and, you know.
San Francisco Supervisor Sandra Lee Feuer says the city is announcing it will hire four more attorneys to represent detained immigrants.
San Francisco is going to put money where their values are. We are standing arm in arm with our immigrant community.
Feuer says the city is also giving an additional $1.5 million to local immigrant rights groups. I'm Farida Jabala Romero, KQED News.